Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Molly Hemingway joins us now. She's a Fox News contributor, but she's also co-author of Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court. Molly, it's great to have you on the show with us today.
Great to be here with you.
So I have to ask you, I've been reading some of the articles covering these new allegations, and it seems as though they buried the lead on these allegations. I don't know if this is a victimless crime or what the actual goal is here, but when you saw this headline come out with the New York Times, what was your initial reaction to that information?
Well, I want to first of all note that they claim that there are new allegations. They are neither new nor actually allegations. So the New York Times had an excerpt from an upcoming book that was out where they suggested that there was someone who'd heard from someone else that he had seen something happen. And so that's the basis of the claim that there's a new allegation that was already reported to Senate Democrats, and they didn't even take it seriously enough to pass it along to the whole Senate Judiciary Committee last year. But also what the excerpt in the New York Times left out was extremely significant. And it is in the book, which I read, which is that the alleged victim of this incident, if you can call it that, says she has no recollection of anything like this happening. So there's nothing really to say. It's an allegation that doesn't even make sense physically, and then it doesn't have an actual person who claims that she's victimized, and it's based on hearsay. So the idea that you would have the media run wild with this is absurd. Although I would also note that when we wrote our book, Justice on Trial, we predicted just this type of thing happening, because it's what you've seen in the past when people try to take out a Supreme Court justice. They continue the fight after they've lost it. They want to tarnish the person, and they will be relentless about it. So we are not surprised in any way that this came out.
We're speaking with Molly Hemingway, author of Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court. The victim, or the purported victim in this story, as the New York Times would have the American people believe, or their readers believe, is this woman, has she been seeking justice? Has she been asking for an investigation, or is this people doing this on her behalf?
Again, she says she has no memory of the incident. Mm-hmm. So no, she is not. This is, it's absurd that we're even talking about it. Even there is no evidence that this thing even happened. The woman who was supposedly victimized has told several friends she has no memory of this. She's not talking to reporters and wouldn't talk to reporters about something that she says didn't happen. But that the New York Times felt liberated to run such a smear, such an attack on someone, I think is significant. And the significance is that this is part of a really just, you know, what same thing we saw last year. Unsupported, uncorroborated allegations that are debunked, and then they move on to the next one. So in this case, the authors of this book admit that there's no supporting evidence for Christine Blasey Ford's allegation. They are unable to find any supporting evidence for the already debunked Deborah Ramirez allegation. So then they move on to saying that there's this other story, and it's all that they have. It is ridiculous and absurd that people are doing this, and I think people are growing very weary of it. Like, there's no stopping what they will be doing to this person, even though there's no evidence. But newspapers should traffic in evidence and facts, not insinuations based on supposed victims who say that they are not a victim.
So just to be clear, Molly, has there ever been any factual evidence found by any investigators anywhere that Brett Kavanaugh did, in fact, do something nefarious, illegal, or inappropriate with any of his accusers?
There's not even evidence, for instance, that he has met Christine Blasey Ford, much less that what she claimed happened. There's not even evidence at that level. When a professional sex crimes prosecutor looked into it, she told Senate Republicans last year, there's not enough evidence to convict this person, but there's not even enough evidence to get a search warrant. There's no evidence. And then on the other side of the ledger, you have decades of reputation built up through hard work and good character with tons of people willing to speak to this person's credibility. He went through 6 FBI background checks. He was a federal judge for 12 years, known for his good temperament. He's well-regarded in his community. So not only is there no evidence, there's this, you know, and we interviewed more than 100 people in our book, Justice on Trial. We do not sugarcoat anything. We tell the full story of what was going on with the confirmation process, what people think of Justice Kavanaugh. We go through the allegations and what evidence there is there. It's not just that there's nothing to these claims. It's that it's actually just getting absurd at this point. And yet it led the news last night. You know, it blasted on the New York Times. They did actually admit, they added a correction late last night that they forgot to mention that the supposed victim
did they forget? Did they forget? You know, honestly, you look at the media's responsibility in keeping this narrative going. It is the gift that keeps on giving because it's too hot for anybody else to touch. You don't want to be the person out there saying to not believe these women, so much to the point where we have Democratic candidates for the president who were part of those confirmation hearings, as well as others who are calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment. Impeachment based on what?
To be clear, they're saying that a man should be impeached because a woman says she has no recollection of an incident that someone else supposedly told some people. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It boggles the mind. I do want to point out, too, that the real bombshell in the book, which I've read, confirms the reporting that we first had in Justice on Trial, which is that Christine Blasey Ford's primary witness, Leland Kaiser, lifelong liberal Democrat, says she does not believe her friend Christine Blasey Ford. So that's an actual blockbuster. That's an actual thing that should be reported in the New York Times. They hid that and went with this ridiculous, absurd, physically bizarre, impossible allegation that the alleged victim denies instead. That's not what a news outlet does. That's what a propaganda outlet does. And it's, you know, it's really disgusting.
Well, people can see the read your blockbuster book here that you co-authored along with Carrie Severino. It's called Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. I'd encourage people to follow Molly at MZ Hemingway on Twitter. The link to the Amazon where you can purchase the book is right there. Last question before I let you go, because we really do appreciate your time here today, is the Kavanaugh confirmation process, the way we nominate and confirm Supreme Court justices, all the way to the place where we need to make sure that we do take legitimate accusations that sound like what Christine Blasey Ford was saying and accusing Kavanaugh of. We need to take these allegations seriously, which is why they should not be made lightly or used for political advantage. How much have we hurt our process of nominating Supreme Court justices by politicizing the Kavanaugh confirmation for future justices in this country?
Right. Well, first off, these allegations were taken incredibly seriously. They were thoroughly investigated. The amount of time that Senate investigators put into investigating these things, plus the FBI, was really remarkable. There was no evidence to support any of the allegations. But you raise an interesting point, which is the politicization of the Me Too movement. It is, of course, important that bad treatment of women by powerful men be taken seriously and that people be held accountable. It is also true that when people make allegations against men, that they have evidence to support those allegations. That is, you know, a big theme of Justice on Trial, our book, that it wasn't just about this man being on trial, but the very notion of justice, due process, whether people are considered innocent until proven guilty, or whether just it's taken as an article of faith that political opponents must be guilty, as seemed to be the case with so many powerful people last year. It is bad for women if you politicize this movement, as it has been done, and it leads to a lack of justice. It's also bad for people who are falsely accused. And to this point, I don't think people have been held accountable for what they did to Justice Kavanaugh, what they did to his reputation, and the real harm they caused him. Some people were referred for criminal prosecution to the Department of Justice, but to my knowledge, nothing has been done to those people who made false claims.
Real quick, Molly, before I let you go, you do this on a daily basis through your Twitter account, and I've seen you do it as well on cable news, but holding this media accountable for their part in this process of driving the agenda here on a political basis, is there any way that the media will ever fully be held accountable for their role in this as well?
The media are getting worse every day. They are It's scary, actually, how much worse they are now than they even were a couple years ago when they had their dramatically bad performance during the 2016 campaign. So I don't know exactly how they need to be held accountable. They should not be giving each other awards and promotions for their bad coverage. I think that to some extent they're being held accountable by the fact that people outside of certain bubbles don't even take them seriously anymore, and they are lacking credibility, and that shows in polls of people about their view on the media. So they are hurting themselves by not staying focused on facts instead of pushing false narratives.
Molly Hemingway, author of Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, also a Fox News contributor. So great to have your insight on this issue. I couldn't wait to talk to you, so glad we could fit you in.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You as well. You can follow her on Twitter at MZ Hemingway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.